Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents To the Far Blue Mountains by Louis L'Amour. Chapter 1. My horse, good beast that he was, stood steady, ears pricked to listen, as were mine. When a man has enemies, he had best beware, and I, Barnabas Sackett, born of the Fenland and but lately returned from the sea, had enemies I knew not of. The blackness of my plumed hat and cloak fed themselves into the blackness of the forest, leaving no shape for the eye to catch. There was only the shine of captured light from my naked blade as I waited, listening. Something or somebody was in the forest near me. What or who it might be I knew not, nor was I a believer in the devils and demons thought to haunt these forests. Devils and demons worried me not, but there were men abroad, with blades as keen as mine, highwaymen, and creatures of the night who lay waiting for any chance traveller who might come riding alone, to his death, if they but had their will. Yet the fens had trained me well, for we of the fens learned to be aware of all that was happening about us. Hunters and fishers we were, and some of us smugglers as well, although of these I was not one. Yet we moved upon our hidden ways, in darkness or in light, knowing each small sound for what it was. Nor had wandering in the forest of Raleigh's land among the Red Indians allowed my senses to grow dull. Something lurked, but so did I. My point lifted a little, expecting attack. Yet those who might be waiting to come at me were but men who bled, even as I. It was not attack that came from the darkness, but a voice. "Ah, you are a wary one, lad, and I like that in a man. Stand steady, Barnabas."